But first this hour, Westgate has a new owner, and it's a familiar name here in the Valley. GoDaddy founder Bob Parsons' company, Yam Properties, bought the Glendale development, which borders both Gila River Arena and University of Phoenix Stadium. Details of the sale have not been disclosed. With me to talk about this is Dan Dahl, director of real estate for Yam Properties. And Dan, what was attractive to your company about Westgate?
Yeah, it's an iconic project. It's the gateway to Gila River Arena and Cardinal Stadium, and 533,000 square feet of retail and office and loft apartments, and great mix of entertainment uses. Great access to the 101 freeway and the I-10, and it's just a huge property that is hopefully the crown jewel of not only the West Side but Valley as a whole.
Is there a sense of what you would like to do with this? Anything you'd like to add? Any changes you'd like to make? Sort of what you think the vision is for this area?
Well, you know, there's 33 acres of land that can still be developed, and it is zoned for multi-uses. And we have some thoughts, and, we're going to formulate an overall site plan and work with the city of Glendale and come up with some concepts that work best for the long term, but we don't have anything to report as of today.
So this is obviously an area and a development that has had some difficulties in its past. I'm wondering how confident you are that maybe its best days are still ahead of it.
No, we're very confident. The group that we bought it from, iStar, they took it back from the original developer in 2011, and they saw some really dark days, and they took their time, and over 7 years, they were able to get it stabilized. The retail is 95% occupied, and the tenants there are doing great. And so, we just see that there's a major opportunity to kind of pick up from where they have taken it and continue down that road.
How significant are the sports franchises that play right nearby, do you think, to what Westgate can be and what Westgate is?
Well, I mean, they're certainly significant, but, the Cardinals play 8 games a year, and the Coyotes play 40 games a year. And, obviously out of 365, that's still a very small amount of days. There's lots of other entertainment opportunities. Westgate itself puts on like 400 events a year. The arena has concerts all the time. The stadium has concerts and other big events. So while the sports is huge, and it's probably the biggest draw of all of them, all the other things besides from that really is what, kind of makes this a special place.
So does that mean that maybe the possibility of the Coyotes leaving Gila River Arena isn't as concerning to you as it might seem that it would be?
Well, it's hard. I wouldn't want to speculate on whether they will or won't leave. But, I mean, we certainly did not predicate our decision to acquire the property based solely on the sports teams.
What do you think is a reasonable timeline for people who go to events at Westgate or just, hanging out there? When do you think they might be able to see some of the changes, some of the new ideas that that Yam Properties has for that area?
We're going to take our time. I mean, there's no rush to do anything. I think, as I had mentioned before, the prior owner, it took them 7 years to get it to where it is today. We are patient. We're going to wait for the right time, the right opportunity. So probably somewhere in the next 3 to 5 years.
How does this property sort of fit in with the rest of your company's portfolio, do you think?
It's interesting. We have a lot of tenants at Westgate that we have at other locations. So that was another big draw. We own some things down in downtown Tempe, some stuff in North Scottsdale, shopping centers, retail, entertainment. So it's a great fit, and it's going to be our largest property, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Dan Dahl is director of real estate for Yam Properties. Dan, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.